Paul, many congratulations on the victory. Sum up your emotions after that then, because it was an important game tonight.
It was an important game. We knew that, you know, but we tried to play it down a little bit before the game. We've been talking to the boys all week about keeping that gap away from the bottom three, and if we could, putting Yeovil 7 points behind us. You know, so it was an important win for us.
You took the lead, everything was going swimmingly, and then all of a sudden the tide turned in the game. Can you put your finger on why?
I think, look, there was a to speak to Jamie McAllister there, and you know, we were really on top and we were playing well, we were switching the ball, playing football, the right football in their half, and we sort of lost our tempo and momentum a little bit after the injury or the stoppage, and then we started wanting to play in our own half too much with no real tempo to us, and, you know, and against a team like Yeovil who work ever so hard, that they're going to press you, and you can't just switch things on and off in a game. It's very hard to get out of that mode and get back into it again. So we sat them down at half time and the first thing I asked them what was wrong with them. You know, with nothing to be scared of. We want them to go out and play and express themselves, and if they can't do that, at least work hard and have a go, and I felt I got more of that second half.
Does this boil down to what you were talking about yesterday and the fact that there's just a slight confidence issue within the group right now?
I don't think it's a confidence issue. I think they know, and, well, players aren't stupid. Well, sometimes they're stupid. You know, they know we've got a lot of big players out injured at the minute. You know, if you look down the spine of your team, Rob Jones, Paul Keegan and Chris Brown, they've probably been our three best players this year. You know, and so maybe that had a little bit to do with it, but I don't want them going out and playing a football match being apprehensive or nervous. You know, one of the things I wrote on the board today was just go out and play. Go and enjoy playing football again. You know, and it makes it more enjoyable when you get 3 points.
Doesn't it? And an important 3 points. So let's talk about those injuries then. Keegan and Brown are the latest two to not play today. What's happened to them? Do you know how long they're going to be out for?
Chris at the minute is looking about a minimum of 4 weeks. You know, I said to you yesterday, we were chatting after, that he's just running for a ball and he's twisted his ankle. You know, and it's just the way things to be going at the minute. Keegs was the same. Monday morning, 4 minutes into training, he's went to turn and slipped in the grass, and then he's done his hamstring, which is looking like it's going to be 6 weeks.
You're not getting bumps and scrapes, are you? I mean, everybody's out for a considerable length of time right now.
They are, and it's innocuous things, you know. If they were all hamstrings or calves or thighs or muscle injuries, you know, you look at your training schedule, you look at what you're doing right, but we'll get backs, necks, shoulders, ankles, knees. You know, and it's one of their spells at the minute, you know. But you've got to give a lot of credit to the boys that have come in to pick up the 3 points tonight, because, you know, we've just mentioned a lot of players there who would normally be starting the game.
Duffy has played exceptionally well tonight. His overall performance, I suppose, he deserved the goal that he got in the end.
Yeah, I thought he was top class. Every time he got the ball, he used it well. You know, he's in the middle third, he's taken a lot more care of it for us from the team. And in the last third, he's got ability, so we wanted to show that. And, you know, he caused their defence a lot of problems tonight. He deserved his goal.
To go along with the injury situation then, obviously we spoke yesterday, we know you're looking. What's the likelihood that you'll be able to get some reinforcements in before the trip to Charlton?
We're trying, you know, but it's not as easy as that. You know, we're speaking to clubs, we're speaking to managers, we're speaking to players, we're speaking to agents. And, you know, sometimes the club will agree what the player wants. There's the financial aspect of it as well. You know, there's lots of different factors, but it's not through the winter trying.
No, so you would obviously like somebody between now and then, but I suppose it looks slightly different on the back of a win. It becomes slightly less of an imperative, but you still need bodies, don't you?
We do need bodies, and Dean's out suspended now as well, you know, and so that's another body that's going to be down. So it just gives somebody else their chance. You know, Mark got his debut tonight, which everybody was delighted to see. And I thought all three subs had a big impact in the game tonight, you know, and that's got to be credit to them as well.
Because he's hardly played, well, he's not played since pre-season, has he? So the fact that he's even pulled on a shirt is a major plus, Fernandes.
It is. We're working with Mark all the time, and we've probably felt as if he's still a couple of weeks away, you know, but sometimes things happen for the better, and he's going to get his chance now, and I'm sure he'll take it.